In Parshas Vayelech, it says the Parshas, the Tilkim came up with the Achas Hayomim, it says, Nachash Baruch Hu Moshe, Hinei Shech Me'al Vesech, and so on. The Chora Api Voi Bayeh Mahu Vazachtim, Vistati Pani Mehem, Vohoye Lechol, so Achash Baruch Hu will be Master Pani from Chai Yisrael, Metzuhu Roas Rabbis Vitzoris. Vohoma Bayeh Mahu Aloi Alki Eina Lekai Bekirbi, Metzuni Roas Eilech. So when Chai Yisrael gets all the Tzoris, then they will say it's because Eina Lekai Bekirbi. So Akash Baruch Hu says, Vanoichi Haste Aste Panai. I will double be master upon him in to fly Israel on the color Rosh also. So Lukura the Pasuk seems to be saying HaKadosh Baruch will bring Tzara to Klai Yisrael, be master upon him. Klai Yisrael will say Halloi al Ke'ena L'Kai B'Kirbi, and then HaKadosh Baruch says almost as a punishment V'Noichi Hasdast upon him Emahu. And the Shaila is Lechura, they're doing tshuva. They're doing a little bit tshuva, machas tzaras. But why do they deserve a hasta asta panei ve'imahu? So, child, a lot of things in the parsha speak about. Secondly, also the inyan of hasta asta. In other words, the first one was istarti panei mehem, and the second one is hasta asta. The lechura by a kodesh baruch hu, by a human being, a child to say degrees, a little effort, a lot of effort, a tremendous amount of effort. When a lechura kodesh baruch hu saying things that doesn't qualify, says, "Vistati panei mehem," should mean complete. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is my absolute. Human beings are limited, so you say a little bit hester, a half a hester. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Vistati panei mehem," I will hide from there. So then what's the next step? Then hasta asta means a tremendous hester. What's the difference between one and the other? So it's hard just to pin it down and say a little bit more than that. There's a pasuk in Yechezkel. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, it says that Yalav Alay Shem Yad Hashem Yomar Kumti Al Abiko. Then it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go out and make a picture of Yerushalayim. Vatan on Kach Kol Veino V'Nasata Yisrael Panecha Chos Av Yeres Yerushalayim. So make a dugma of Yerushalayim, take a Leveno, like Nevi'im usually did a dugma. Then you should make build a little as if it would be as if it would be surrounded by the enemies, build up around it a dayak and a solar and so on, all the different embankments of the enemy as if they are coming to capture Yerushalayim, the surrounding Yerushalayim. Fine. Then he says, next, the Abbe says, Kach lecho machas bazel, take a pot, a pan actually, a frying pan. Machas is a type of like a machas in the Torah, it's a low pan, bazel, v'nasata oisa kir bazel ben chomeniyah, and pretend that it's a metal wall between the city and the and yourself. So the pasuk itself is strange. He's trying to demonstrate beleaguering a city. He's trying to demonstrate that they're surrounding a city. So he did it. He said he took the dayak and the solula and the machnos, the similar korim soviet, put army units all around it and surround it. I mean, what more? Secondly, I mean, he says, take a brick and make believe it's Yerushalayim. Good. So brick is like the rest of the wall. But then he says also, and take a pot, a metal pot. He didn't have anything else of metal. So very strange. A machvas bazel. I mean, he should take something. A brick is a real brick. A brick is like a piece of wall. So find if you want a bazel to look like a kir bazel, take a flat piece of bazel. He says, take a pot, take a pan, and use that. Since you don't have anything else, use that. It's very out of place. Everything else was a deck. He said, take a brick and write your slime. Then take earth and pour it around so that it looks like a real embankment of soldiers. Put little machnos and put karms of it. So everything else was very, very lifelike. Then he says, I want to make a believe that you're surrounding it in an iron grip. So now he says, take a pan of metal and put it around. Very, very strange. Chazal dashed over here that it's not the Pshutosh Mikra is that this is reinforcing the idea of an enemy surrounding the city. Chazal say, more bracha says, Vomer Belozer, Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Nifsek Chaim Es Bazel Bein Sol Avim Shemayim. There's a Chaim Es Bazel between Chai Sol Avim Shemayim. Shenema Va'ato Kachu Chomach Es Bazel Satei Shekir Bazel Bein Chobin Eir. So the Kir Bazel is not demonstrating the wall between the conquering army surrounding the city, but rather it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. The ask a shayla over there in Brachas. It says that Yom Shkav is a Mikdash Nifsik Achaim Es Bazel Bein Sol Avim Shemayim. And the Gemara Pesachim says lahalacha that if a person walks by a place and he has kedusha or baruch hu, the person should answer, because even mechitzah shel bazel is not mafsekes between Klal Yisrael and Avinu Shel Shemayim. So it says clearly the very same term mechitzah shel bazel is not mafsek. So on the one hand you have a chazal here that says nifsika chaimas bazel and Avinu Shel Shemayim. And there is some halachic ramification of it in a sense. It says, L'moshan Kishabov, you don't say Piskabel Sleishoin, you don't say Slichis, and so on, because the Navi says, Sosam Tfilosi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blocked my Tfilos. So there is an Indian that with the Chur Meis HaMikdash, there was a blocking of Tfilos of Yisrael, and you can't really have Tfilos. But on the other hand, the Gemara says, using the same Lashon, that Afilo Mechitzel Shem Basel, Zeinim Afsekis. Here it says the Melitza. I mean, it's kind of kasha halacha because this Gemara is in Brachos not a halacha, but the Gemara in Sofim is halacha, and it's the same lashon that even a kirshul baal is not matzvi solvim shemayim. How can you dash it both ways? So let's left in Mizvain in the Indian that it's a delicate Indian a little bit. It is the Indian of Hesked Panim. When Sugar Belishin of the world, that when they speak about the religious belief of Yisrael or religion in general, they speak of a Bria of Yesh Me'ayim, that the world was created Yesh Me'ayim, and there was nothing, and there was a world. In a sense, that's almost the opposite of the way we understand it. If we picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Molei Cholar Tzkvaydeh, and Lechol Tzkvayda is only because there's a world for Kalaris. But without that, there wasn't even a Kalaris. There was just Kol Kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem was Echad, there's nothing else but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first element that needed to come into place was, if we can picture it, a place where the world can come into being. There was no place for the world, so to speak. And let's take it into something a little more something we can deal with easier. When if HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates everything, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world perfectly, according to the way he wants it, absolutely, then there's no makom for Bria Vadam. There's no Bechira, there is no Avoda, there's no possibility of doing Ra. None of the non-divine activities or anti-divine activities are possible. It's called for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's that. In order for the world to exist, meaning the Tzuras Adam, which is the essence of the world, the first thing is you need to have the ability that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not present. The ability, if a person lives in Shavis Hashem Negi Samin, so it's not Shaykh Averis. So Bal Karchach, for a person to exist, the first, and before Bria Sa'ilam, the first perception was Shavis Hashem Negi Samin. You didn't have to make an effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was all over. So there was no makom for Avoda, and there was no makom for Adam. Because Baruch Hu is all over, he's looking at me every minute, the din is visible to me, so where is the Tzuras Adam? So Bal Karchach, the first thing had to be a non-Shavis Hashem Negi Samin. There had to be an ability for the world to perceive itself as separate, to have its own Metzias, to have its Bechira, to have the ability to do Ra, and to have the ability to look in a limited way and say, less din v'less dayan chatashol. That is the first piece that was needed for Bria's Olam. So the first piece that was needed for Bria's Olam was a sense of absence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. That there is a place and a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be not seen, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be felt, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot, can be not dealt with, where there is no Shavisa Hashem L'Negi Samin unless the person does it. That's the first step to make avoda and bris adam meaningful. That was step one. After that, and this is called what the Rambam says, a reshus nitnol chol adam, that the reshus is given to each person to if he wants to be tzaddik, to the mitzvahs, to the averus. That reshus, meaning the word reshus means both permission and a governing entity, like Russia is like used in Pegavis. The ability to do something, the autonomy to do something, means it becomes your fiefdom. The autonomy includes my letting go of a certain power and your acquiring it automatically. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Rishus Nitna L'chol Adam means that it became Rishus Adam. There was a Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a Rishus Adam, and that Rishus Nitna L'chol Adam, if he wants to be tzaddik, wants to be Rasha, and so on and so forth. So the first step of Bris Olam was not the Yesh Me'ayin, but was a hester of that which was before. That hester, and this is it's one of the times, that Rizal says it someplace in his Lashonis, he brings it from somebody. It's the ultimate gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For instance, a mechanech that is mechanech people with an iron discipline, and he says, okay, you're going to have to do this, you have to do this, under the threat of death. So the fact that I have the ability to get people to march in a straight line, to fight in a battle, to schlep heavy racks, it's not an extraordinarily new gili of myself. All it is, Betzim, is myself extending my power, and I'm very strong, and I can force people to do certain things. But let's say a person is a very wise mashpia, and he's got the seichel and ability to do it in a way where the Talmud has all of his freedom, and in the end he sees the tzidkas derech of the Torah, and therefore he comes to do it. So in a sense, that is the ultimate gilui, that I can be megala the emes even through a place where it didn't have to be. If I have a shita, and I know that shita, I can convince somebody of doing it. So the pshat is, if I force the person to do it, so then it's just a hemshach of my power. I have power over X amount of land, and even the people in the other part of land, I can force them to do what I want. But when I'm able to allow the person the maximum freedom, and then have him do it, and on his own, that shows my godless, that even in a place where I wasn't present, I still was able to bring out my hashpah. So they write that by Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, the ultimate gili is that even in the place where Kaviyachol is not, he still is. The Mloi Chol Aretz Kvoidai before the Hester Panim by Kadosh Baruch Hu is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless. There was an added gilu that even in that place where it's Rishus Nesun Aladam, and the person has the ki'ilu, the ability to do what he wants, and ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Shavis HaShanayim Samit, in the end the Mahal can go with the derech that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out. That is the way it's described the Sfarim. The reason, the gilui, the extraordinary gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Brias HaOlam, which specifically means Adam, obviously, lies in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create a makom that there is no overt hashkafah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not seem to be manik, and no matter how far you look, he's not the one being manik, and it's ki'ilu given over rishus to Adam and so on. And yet, in the end, the nevahoyah bayemahus of the world, it'll all come back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will misgal it through at that point. So we have here an extraordinary tfisa in the most shayrishtik hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is a hest upon him, because without a hest upon him, there's no mokum for the Bria to come to being. And the hest upon him itself is the largest gili. It's the gili that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself comes across, even the makom where he's not. So we always say with the drashas of Iraq, that says how come Moshe Rabbeinu was a kfar peh. The Kura, the most important tool for a Navi should have been his mouth and his ability to speak. How is he kfar peh? So the Ran says that had he been an Arda with kreiches of Hashbok in his mouth, people would have said it's not that the Torah is emes, but rather that he's very persuasive. He's a demagogue. He's persuasive. He's got skills, people skills. Since Moshe Rabbeinu had zero oratory skills, so the only reason why he came into Klal Yisrael was because of the emes of what he said. So the Mela, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was a kfar peh, the Ran says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take away all overt hanhagas, and still you'll see the sheresh come out. Moshe Ma'adav Adoyma, when psychologist wants to test a child, the effect of the genes versus the environment. So you take a child and completely monotic him from his environment at the early stage possible. Perfectly, a child is given up for adoption immediately in a totally different environment. And then you keep seeing anything that resembles his real father is bechreach genetic. The world was given the maximum amount of chaviyachum, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that in the end, when it's completely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you see over there the ultimate healer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Metzias, that's the Hester, the first Hester Panim of the Bria. The Hester Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world, and the Mela, the work of the Bria. The Goyen says, the Welt says of a Goyen, and they don't understand what it means. The Goyen says that Choshech is not the absence of Oyer, but rather it's a Bria, which is very, very counterintuitive. I mean, you don't need to buy anything to have a dark room. You need to put in a light, you need to work with a light, you need to pay electricity, you need to put in oil. I mean, what do you mean Choshech? And he says it in the Gemara, in Pesachim, it's quoted in the Rashi over there, that it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Korei HaShuchei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called night darkness and told it to come during the night to rule. So the you see that darkness is entity. What the Goyen means is what we're talking about. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Hester and absence and Choshech are Tmiya, Mechateisa. What do you mean that there is nothing there? How could there nothing be there? So it's telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Hester. It was a positive mahalach. It was a mahalach that needed to be master, and that's called Choshech. And that it was Fakta Alelya. He gave it rule over the night, and that's why Vayera Vayvayka, every Vayka is preceded by an Erev, because Bria started with an Erev, not with a Vayka. It started with a Hester Panim and a Gilu, and not the other way around. That is the Mahalach of Hester Panim in the Bria Vayka Klali, and that's the Sheirshim. The Makom, on the one hand, it's a Michshol. On one hand, it's the opportunity for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Megal himself. On the other hand, it is the ultimate Michshol. For somebody who wants to be a Kaifa and wants to be an Apikairis, is that's where he has a Makom to be an Apikairis. On our understandings, all of the so-called rias against Torah, the scientific and so on and so forth, is part of that Choshech. In other words, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that it's obvious that's 5,000 years old and it's exactly, you see it perfectly formed and shaped as if it just came out of the oven and so on and so forth, then Shevis Hashem that there's somebody that's in front of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu started with a Hester. The Hester means, and I have no idea physically what it means, how it came, what it came. But understanding it from the Torah perspective is that the Hester part of it means there's a corner of the universe where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol is completely unseen, invisible. Invisible means that the best scientist, the best mind, if he digs, nothing will slap him in his face and say, oh, there's a bare island. If there is nothing that strikes the physical senses with a bare island. The person's neshama can be struck by it, the person's nefesh can be heard. But there is no, the Hester, the totality of that Hester is that there is nothing there that strikes a person bal karcha. There's no bal karcha. Evidence of the eyes is bar karcha, evidence of the ears is bar karcha, evidence of the nose is bar karcha.
Anything else, evidence that strikes the heart or the mind is up to Ratzon Adam. And that's up to the person to decide, does he want to see, does he not want to see. But other than that, in the Etzem Metzias, it's Kulei Hester. The ultimate Avodah is not only, the Ramchal says in Das Tevunis, that there are five types of kefiris in Achdus Hashem. One of those kefiris is, so he brings four of the five are standard types of kefiris. One of them is to say that because Klal Yisrael has done so many Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left them, which is basically the Christian Taina, so it's just repeating it. Now, it's not kefira only because the Christians say it and use it as an excuse for their inyan. It's kefira because of the understanding of Hester. If Chet can be goyim a Hester, then the pshat is, there is no, if a person can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for me, and he gave up on me. So that means that the etzem chet was pegim in a chelik of the bria irrevocably. There's a metzias in the bria that's passed out of control. It started with bechira, and that was a kind of probation, and that person's moida, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved. But if it's shayach a metzias of chet, that allows a chelik of the bria to pass out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metzias, and the person in a deeper sense is being kaifa and saying that there is no, that it's possible that there is a metzias in the world. Adam has enough reshus that if he does an aveira, he's kicked HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the metzias. That's the mocking of an ultimate pagam in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the pasuk says. The pasuk says there'll come a time v'histarti pani mehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be master himself in Klal Yisrael. In other words, in the anhagas of Dangon, so Hester Panim is one of those anhagas. So they'll say, Al Tzien Elokai Bekirbi. Because we've kicked HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, that's why we're getting all these punishments. That in itself is a very, very strong kfira. If the person can say, oh, we've emptied out our part of the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means that the person, that's an emuna, it's pegim in the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of permitting everything. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vanoichi has to ask, that the double hester means that the Klal Yisrael has lost all sense of what the real hester panim is. Klal Yisrael, hester panim is the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megal himself through the world. And when a person decides that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be gone from that place, then it's anochi hasta asta. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding the hiding. It's not the hastara. The person's lost sense of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master himself. The difference, when a person, let's take the word question. When a person, there's a place that's dangerous. So a person runs away. That's where, if it gets dangerous, the person goes away. And he says, not worth staying here. There's going to be a flood. There's going to be a war. I'm leaving. That is aziva. There is, when a person wants to hide something deeply within something, when a person wants to stay in this place, he doesn't want to leave it. So what the person does is he hides himself. Hastara is they chetimtza to be there, not to be there. When a person, aziva, is, you leave something, I don't care for it. I have something here, it's not worth looking for it. So I leave the place. Hastara means I dig in deeper. Adrav, I go in deep, I'm not going to leave my house, even though there's going to be a war or whatever, but I need to hide. So I will burrow in much deeper. That's what I'm going to do. So the Hastar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hamak of Gila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a deeper Gila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when the person doesn't realize that Hester itself becomes Mustafa from him. They say from the Baal Shem Tov, tell me to write that, he used to say he's scared of this kufa of Hester Hester, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's double Hester, who are we, and so on. But there's another thing. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, when a person lives with Hester upon him, so a person at least understands understands that there's a mahalak of avodah there. When a person drops it, when a person says haspa, when a person is a matzav haspa asta, he doesn't find a kodesh baruch with it anymore. On the other hand, the Degma Chaim says that the difference between hester ponim and all other hanhagis are in hester ponim. Once a person is aware of it, once a person knows and understands it, then it's not hester ponim anymore. For instance, if let's say you have one of these, if you have one of these pictures where something is camouflaged in the picture, find this and this in the picture. It's one of those pictures that it's a real hassle to find it. You look up and down and here and there, and you can't find it. Then somebody says to you, here, take a look at this corner. In an instant, you have it. You don't have to go, it's not an archaeological dig, you don't have to go digging. If the verb was it was hiding, then pointing it out means it's no more hiding. More than that. Somebody once said, he was mechavim to all the Kivegas kashas. Except that this human Kivega is, he was mechavim to it when he saw the little dot in the Gemara saying that the Kivega is. The minute somebody pointed out to him and said, oh, there's something here, think about it. So then he had it. The Kivega learned the Gemara and he had it and he had his kashas. This person had the as soon as he saw there's something here, he thought about it a second and said, I know what it is. The pointing out the idea itself, the tefisa and understanding of what it is, that itself is the tikkun to hester ponim. So the Torah finishes, the Torah is coming around from the beginning till the end, come back with Shoresh. Vayelech is the end of the parasha in a sense of Torah. It's now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to write Hazinu, and Hazinu is the final Eidus. And that's what the Pasuk says, the reason for writing Hazinu, the Shira Torah, Hazinu, one of the two, is it should become an Eidus, that every Hester Ponim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in it. So the Seif takes the beginning back again. In other words, the ultimate hardship is the Hester Ponim that the world started with. And b'meil, now's the time to tell you there's going to come a time of Hester Ponim, and it will all, you will have to know, you'll have to bear in mind that it's all a makom Hester Kodesh Baruch. The difference, we ask the shailas in the psukim over here. It's awesome, the mashal of the Navi. A barzel, a piece of metal is the biggest divider between two things. I take a tearful basil is the mush for something that's impenetrable. A kli is that which contains something, that which holds something in it. He told him to take a machbas. A machbas is the lowest kli. It's with a slight bending of the basil back, you already have a kli kibble. Rashi says over there that the machbas is a kli culture, I think Rashi has lashon, it's some sort of kli. In other words, a machbas is just, it's the difference, it's the smallest difference between a mechitza to a kli. So he told him that the mechitza shel barzel is not a mechitza shel barzel. It's like a mashal for Kodesh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. It looks like a mechitza shel barzel, and the nisoyon is that it's a mechitza shel barzel, and yet it's a kli if you look at it, not a mechitza shel barzel. All of Matan Torah was given in Choshev, on Choshev Arachel, we mentioned it in the books of Bais, the Chazal say in Medrash Vayikra that the Umas HaOlam, since they weren't Zeicha to Torah that was given Mitoicha Choshev, so there, on them it says that Arachel Yechasel Umim, that they will be covered in darkness. Klal Yisrael, who got Torah from Arachel, from Choshech, from the Lashon, they're Zeicha to Hashem early. The Musik by the Goyim, the Onan and the Arachel of Matan Torah were Onan by Arachel, and that's why they rejected Torah. They saw Torah as something that is blocks the Rishus Adam. It's going against the Mokrim Rishus of the person. It's a kfiyah on the person's Metzias. And the male they rejected. They saw the mechitza shabbat. and the mechitza is choshech. Klal Yisrael, the hair, if there's choshech there, then that's the oir. A mashal. If a person walks by a building that has heavy walls and a big steel fence, so he says to himself, the building is impenetrable. A ganav walks by, he says, wow, I wonder what must be in that building if they have so much shmir on it. There must be something really good in the building. For the outsider, it keeps him away, and for the ganav, it attracts him. He says they wouldn't have had such heavy walls and such big iron gates if there would be something in it. The Anan Arafel is a mechitza shel Basel from the Sa'ilam. And for Klal Yisrael, if the Zayach, it's a kli, looking a little bit around the edges, a person sees the edges gradually slope away, and it's a kli kibble, not a mechitza. I guess Nachson Yonenu, if anything, if a person, our tefisa of Avoda is, everybody has this yonis. And as long as, generally speaking, the person does well and every so often there's an issue, so fine, a person manages. The real nisayon comes when a person just feels it's not going anyplace. Just not going anyplace. It's a person's matzlicha learning, but something came up here, something up there. So a person takes it in stride, and sionis are little landmines that dot the area. But sometimes a person feels he's not going anyplace. He's still struggling. He's still b'choshech. And a person doesn't understand. So a person's misyayish. In one way or another, he says, well, either Hakadosh doesn't want it, or for whatever reason he wasn't there for me, and so on and so forth. Consciously, person said it, subconsciously, but that's a person's mitzias. In other words, hest upon him for us is the hardest thing to deal with. Just like in human relations, a person wants attention, a person wants to be noticed, a person wants to feel he has a mitzias in a makam. Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person wants to feel that there's somebody there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's part of that. When a person lives in hest upon him, a person is disheartening, because it's not only hard, but the whole thing altogether gives him a hest upon him. A person has to understand that hest upon him is the ultimate deal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is a hest upon him. That the whole Bria is built on hest upon him. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu been completely begili, then a person would not have a makom. There's a quote a few times, there's a letter Afutna has, when he was young he wrote that he had two chaverim in yeshiva, one of whom said that whenever I knock upstairs, there's nobody home. He said, I got to know the person better when he was quite a shallow oivik. A second chav of mine said that whenever I knock upstairs, they run to hide from me. He said, I got to know this person and I found him to be very deep balavai. In other words, understanding that hester is the substance of the world, that is the mitzias that makes Adam Adam. And it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the person. If a person says, ki eina lekai bekirbi, then that's bad. It's not tshuva, that's giving up. That's depression. It's a type of way where a person, yish is not tshuva. Okay, the response, and to that, what the person did was he hid HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hester. Instead of understanding the hester upon him, he was mastered. What a person has to understand is that Torah is the gili through Arafel. Torah is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala through Anan, Choshech and Arafel. That's where his giluim come. It's a mitzias. The mitzias of that Anan, Choshech and Arafel is the gili of Torah. People make this, the Gemara says, Machshakim Oshivani, it's the Talmud Bavli, that says, also Pasuk in Eicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in Machshakim, and that's Talmud Bavli. It's mud, Talmud Bavli is Ikra Torah for us. Talmud Bavli is what we live on, Yerushalmi is in Halacha has a much, much minor makom than Talmud Bavli. That's the Ikra, the Gemara says Talmud Bavli is followed by Sakoil, and Yitzhak Talmud Torah with it, and so on and so forth. What's the Machshakim Oshivani? So a lot is spoken about Omar Torah and so on, but the pshat in it is Talmud Bavli is kol kuloi the words of people. Abaya Amar, Rav Amar, Reb Shimon Omer, it's all the words of the people, because there was no Monopua, there was no Giluyan, there was no Basco, there was nothing. There was no Hashpah Milamala. So it's kol kuloi our words, and yet it's kol kuloi Torah. It's mechuvan lamitah shel Torah. In other words, it's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah and we contributed Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli is the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us through Rava, through Abaya, through Reb Meir Seichel, through Reb Shimon Seichel. That's the Machshakim Meshivani, Hashem Arli, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself through that. When a person tries something and it doesn't go, it's not the pshat didn't go. Maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing. Chazu Banei Chavivai, that the Mishtachim B'tzayr Delei, that's a Gila B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know what the Gila B'Kadosh Baruch Hu is, but Machshakim can't be a lack of B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ultimate Tanhog, it's the Shavishtik of B'Kadosh Baruch Hu of Machshakim Meshivani. The Torah that a person learns when it's difficult is Teres Emes. A person who really worked hard in the Sugya and broke his head and it wasn't easy and struggled, there's Emes in that Torah, whether it's a big Chiddush, a small Chiddush, but if it's hard for a person, then it's emes. The Torah Shemartim be'af amdali. When a person says a svara with 2 feet on the table and flippantly, so there's no emes in that Torah. Even if he's a genius, and even if he happened, even if he put together 2 things that are right, there's no ring of emes to it. When a person broke himself on something, and this is what he came out with, then there's a ring of emes in that Torah. And Kal Yisrael, when Kal Yisrael picks the people it follows and looks for their Torah and sees Torah Shemartim be'fiem, that nekuda, I don't know if people are conscious or not conscious, is a very important nekuda. If it came from a sense of Yigiyas Adam and there's a ring of emes to it, then it's teres emes. And if it's light, then it's light, then it's not teres emes. That is the klal gadol that encompasses the whole Torah. There's a lashon, we'll finish, there's a lashon of Tikkun Ezer that says that for the people that know how to be miyached all those choshech and arafel becomes oyer. We're not talking about mysterious shamus that a person somehow says and everything turns good. There's no purpose for that, there's no purpose for that. The world doesn't run with magic and doesn't solve with magic. What it means is those that understand to find the miyachet shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that in the all parts of the Bria he's able to see the actors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person is able to deher, in the darkest matzah, if a person dehers hanhog and hashgacha, then he becomes oyer. That's the oyer of Talmud Bavli, that Mashak Meshivani becomes Hashem early. That's the oyer of Matan Torah, where the Onav Arachu becomes the oyer of Klal Yisrael. And that's the emes in Hestaponim, that when a person is master, when a person feels as a Hestaponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person's response is not al ki'ena l'kai b'kirbi, but it says in the Sefarim v'noichi HaKadosh Hastas, that in Hesta he finds anoichi, that there is no mitzias in the world of ein l'kai b'kirbi, the mitzias is there's anoichi is being master.